We had a machlekes between the Reish Lakish and the Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan says, if you say to somebody, I owe you, I'm chayif you $100, then you have to pay. And there were people milling about, and the Rabbi Yochanan said, that's enough to be mechayiv you, because you recorded it on a piece of paper, even though you didn't sign. That shows you're serious. And Reish Lakish says, because you didn't sign, it's not considered a document, and you're not chayiv anything. So he brought from our Mishnah where it seems that if you promise your wife you're going to pay for 5 years of provisions for your daughter, it's considered a chayv. So he said, we're talking about a case where you actually wrote it down. You recorded it properly, like a shtar tonayim. So what's the chiddush then? The chiddush is, even though you didn't make a kinyan, you didn't usually lift by tonayim, you lift a handkerchief, you didn't make any kinyan, it's sufficient. Because hein hein dvorim haniklim ba'amida, and hein, and so on. Up to Tashmaya. That's the other point we learned yesterday, where they have to include that in. Now we're just saying, if I am committing myself something, I have to do a pu'ula to make that commitment stick, generally. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you do it in front of other people, and you say it, and you write it down, even though you didn't sign, you didn't do a kinyan, it's good enough. Says about Toshma coming here, let's resolve this. Kosav l'koyin, a man writes to a koyin, he has a son who needs a pinyan abent, he owes 5 shloim, he tells a koyin. And we're talking about a coin that's a friend of the family, but he's still committing himself. He tells him, he writes to him that I owe you 5 shloim. The din is chayiv litnul chamish shloim, chayiv you 5 shloim. So what's the ray from here? Well, b'noy ain't a paddy. So he tells him, what do you mean b'noy ain't a paddy? Why isn't his son redeemed? So it seems that the $5 he's giving right now is not the $5 of pinyan ben. What am I giving? The $5 I told you I'm going to give you. So you see, clearly from here that I can write that I'm going to give you $5, and that's a commitment. And that's a loan I owe you. Rashi. No Rashi. It's interesting, Rashi doesn't bring anything here. Says this, that's how Tezlim Shadim Gemara. Answers the Gemara, shiny, hossam, it's different. The Meshubet Lei, the Raisam. So we say, no, since I already have a Shibud here of 5 Sloyim, so therefore, I can add, since I already owe you 5 shloim, which is my Torah, maybe I can add another 5. But stam in the velter to write you a piece of paper, I'm writing something, prove that is not a commitment. So Gemara is saying, so you are telling me that the 5 shloim, so right now the Gemara goes back, the 5 shloim that I owe you is not another loan. The 5 I owe you is the loan of the pinyan of Ben, the obligation. And since it's the Torah mandates, it's as if it's written in the shtar. So why b'chalav write it? The Torah says you got to give 5 shloim coins. Many coins, and this is your makir kun. This is what I know well. So I'm committing myself. This is the one that I'm giving you. Freddy Gemara, the simple question. So if we're not talking about a separate 5 shloim loan, but the very $5 that the Torah says, no, b'raim I in the podi. So what are you telling me that his son is not redeemed? Why not? I'm giving the $5 to the coin, and he should be redeemed. Says the Gemara, you know why he's not redeemed? He's not redeemed yet at this stage when you wrote down the shtar. Like Ula said, Omar Ula said, Dvar Teire, according to the Teire, Padui, according to the Teire, as soon as you wrote the shtar, and you gave him the shtar, like an IOU note, I owe you 5 shloim, it should be Padui. Good enough. Like Sheyitin, when he gives it to my time, I'm Rabbanon Padui, so how come over here when you gave him the shtar? We say the child's not Padui, it's Xedus Rachamim. They see I'm giving you an IOU for between me and you, and people see that it works. They'll think that if I have a shtar, somebody else owes me money, 5 shloim, and I give it to a kaiser here. You know, the guy owes me 5 shloim. Here it is. We'll be thinking it also work. Commercial, that definitely doesn't work. You cannot be paid to your son with a shtar. So that's why we don't allow even a shtar between you and the coin. Rashi. Shouldn't give it any other coin. The time of redeemed. Why is he redeemed? With kid, next time you start is that other people owe you. Most of the coin, you'll give it to a coin as your opinion. So maybe they say Mali High Star, Mali High Star. We start that start. We don't redeem loy ba avodim, loy be shtaris, loy be kakois. You cannot use avodim to redeem. You cannot use a shtar at the currency or give karka. For yafin lo hasam mekrei lo mekrei psukin there by kachim hegdish and how you redeem hegdish be pelech bechor nachla that you can't redeem with these things. Okay, back to the Gemara. Omar Rav says Rav, this machlek is of Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish. Whether the person says chayiv ani loch and he didn't sign. Anybody recorded in the shtar, whether that's a commitment or not. Omar Rava, I would think that Katanoi is a Gora Machlekes tonight. What's the story? Oriv hayoyte achachitim shtore. We have a big machlekes in the Gemara and we'll see, but we'll see in other places about it. Oriv la'achamatin moy, so that's an oriv. An oriv is a guarantor. If you, the borrower, can't afford to pay you back, I guarantee the loan. What's the kinyan? The hano, that you are prepared to lend that guy money because I'm smaching me, because you trust me, gives me pleasure. So I got something. In return for what I got, I am committing myself to pay the $100 if he doesn't pay it. That's called, that's an oreb b'shas matan mois. Then you have a concept called an oreb acha matan mois. The loan took place already. And I say I'll take responsibility a month later. What's the commitment here? I got nothing from you. You didn't lend the money because of me. You lent the money a month ago. Don't do with me. So the machlek is of an oreb l'acha matan mois. Sorry? But yeah, but what's the... I said words. Words are meaningless. It has to be a pa'ula. That's words. It has to be a pa'ula, a kinyan. What's the... So if I'm a guarantor and because of my guarantee you're lending money, that means you gave me pleasure and I'm giving you commitment. But after the event, what do I get from you?
What creates the commitment of a guarantor? That's the question. And so therefore, at the time of the loan, because in other words, the whole loan happened because of the existence of the guarantor.
What pleasure do you get out of it?
No.
Guaranteeing a loan, what pleasure do you get out of it?
Because there's a reputation that goes out. This guy is so trustworthy, except he was a guarantor. This guy is so rich, everyone thinks he's the man that should guarantee.
No, in other words, if
society talks about him in a very positive manner, and that's enjoyable to me.
Not only that, if you need money, and I feel that you deserve to need the money, and therefore he's prepared to lend it to you, and I say, I'll guarantee, I'll get the loan if you get the money. But you were able to get the loan. Through me, you were able to get the loan.
My help that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so now we have a machlekes here. What happens if the Orev signature is after the Edim signature? The Orev signed, Anivani Orev, he wrote it beneath the signature of the Edim. So we have machlekes, Edim machlekes here, of Benanis and the Chachomim, whether it's a commitment or not. Orev, the Orev signature comes down below the signature of the Edim. So the first Tana says, Goivim and Chosim and Chayin, it's a commitment, but you cannot go to the people who bought things. Bought properties after the loan took place. Yeah, in other words, if the Ariv has no properties to pay, it can't pay the loan. The Leiva can't pay the loan. You go to the Ariv. The Ariv can't pay the loan either. You cannot go to the Ariv's Lekuchas because the Ariv's signature was written after the Edim, so it doesn't have the power of a Shtar. But you could go directly to the Ariv. He's committed. His words are commitment.
Didn't we have somewhere that when his signature is after the Edim, you can always have a kind of bizuif?
Yeah, we had it. We will have it. Yeah, it's in Gittin and all that. But here he wrote it. He's not disputing that he wrote it. He's a mice above the Bishmol. Came to Bishmol. Amar Goyim and Chosim and Echayin and Taker. Bishmol agreed that what that you can collect only directly from the other, but not from his purchasers. Amar Le Benanis. Benanis says no. If he signed underneath the Edim, it means nothing. It's not even a commitment on his part. And you can't even go to the order of the collect. Why not? The case will have a Sanhedrin where if a man says, I'm going to strangle him if somebody doesn't guarantee the loan. And I'll say, okay, I'll guarantee the loan. Don't worry about it. I'm not committed. Because I just did it to save his life. I didn't mean to do anything. Same over here. You nudge me, obviously, to write. I wrote after the Aiden. Means it's meaningless. On the bananas, ain't no gleba, loim in the chasim, in the chayim, in the chasim. Not only can't you go to his purchase, he can't even record to the order. Omra loy lama. So Bishmol says, bananas, why not? He signed. He said, I need order. Banana said, somebody strangling somebody in the street. And his friend met him. Live and be. I'll pay you back whatever it is. I take responsibility. Don't worry. Let him live. Potter, I don't have to pay you. You didn't lend the money because of me. You lent the money a while ago. I'm just doing it to save his life. So therefore, I'm not committed. So it's like an order of mois. Lame a letter conclude. Rabbi Yechanan said, I can make a commitment even though. Even the way Rabbi Tam learns, I'm not saying I owed you the money once upon a time. I'm saying I'm committing myself to pay you something now, something brand new. It's a commitment. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel that you can go to the Adam and collect. The shlokers that say that Chayv and Iloch is meaningless. Kibbananis. It's meaningless. Rashi, la'acha chitim shtodas, tachas chsim is aedim, beneath the signature of the aedim, because if it says, ploini odav, he's an odav, he admits. He's not talking about he's denying it. Because then there's a question of whether it was added on after the Eidim, it looks fraudulent. But he's not denying it. You can only go directly to the guarantor. You cannot go to the properties unsold. Why? Since his signature is after the signature of the shtar, have like a milva peh, like an oral loan. Says the Gemara Vayta. Eliba the bananas. The Kuli said there's no commitment. Kuli amle pligi that there's no commitment ever. Definitely the shlokish. Let's do Rashi. The shlokish definitely holds like bananas. Rabbi Yechon cannot. There's no way that Rabbi Yechon holds like bananas. But Rabbi Yechon said there's a commitment. Bananas Kuli said there isn't a commitment. Rashi. Claimant. But how shapik karma? That's your right. Rabbi Yechon must be Rabbi Shmuel v'leki bananas. To say that Rabbi Yechon does not agree with bananas that you're Hamsin right. The meidah Rabbi Yechon bananas potter the hashta. Now, ma oriv, ma dechon oriv, the shibud of the reisu. Generally, an oriv is a ma'atayr chsiv, anoichi arvenu. We find by Yehudi, he says, I will take responsibility. Ki leke edim potter, yet if he became an oriv with no edim. It's not a commitment. So, koshke kai gabna, I make up a story, I owe you money. Of course, there's nothing. So, Rabbi Yechon definitely cannot agree with bananas. You have to make a kinyan. But the idea of an oriv is the reisu. Yeah, yeah, they're saying the idea, yeah. But there's none out of like you.
So in the case of Choynikus Chaver Beshuk, that's why he's potter. There's no commitment.
No, Banana is trying to say here, it's the same thing. If you wrote your name beneath the signature of Adim, you didn't lend the money because of me. So this is stamp, it's Geret, you know, it's completed. It means nothing. It has no weight behind it. It's not worth meaning.
It was the line happening. It's a separate entity.
It's not
a genuine guarantee.
Exactly. Says about when is the Machleid Rabbi Yechon in Rabbi Shmuel Gufa. Rabbi Yechon says I hold outright like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said that the other side in the bottom is a commitment. I hold also Chayim and Yiloch. Money is a commitment. However, Shlokish says even Rabbi Shmuel, who argues in the case of bananas, can agree with me when I say Chayim and Yiloch. There's no commitment. Why over there is and over here there isn't. At kind like come Rabbi Shmuel Hossam Ella the Shaykh Lel the Shibu the Raisa. The whole idea of an Odev is generally a Shaykh to Shibu the Raisa. The problem over here is the Odev here took place after the loan. I will Hokel the Shaykh Shibu the Raisa. But over here, if I stop and make up a commitment that I owe you money, there's no such thing as Matay that I owe you the money. Why do I owe you the money? So therefore,
I'm saying is in this case, because there's a link to a loan, you're saying I'm now.
Had he done it earlier, let's say, if he would have signed above the Edim. And he'd be responsible. So there's a sheiches here. So Shmuel holds.
Yeah. Rishlokish is saying the same thing here and in the other case. What you wrote here is meaningless. Because Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shmuel is trying to say this is meaning. This is meaningful. Rabbi Rishlokish has to agree. To
he agrees. Weird by Arvus. Because Arvus. No. The concept of Arvus is from the Teda. The idea that you guarantee the Teda. Only thing here, you varied it. So therefore, the Machay Bishmo bananas, what happens? Bishmo holds he's still Chayv, but he doesn't. But in our. Yeah, that's what Bishmo holds. But in our case, Chayv and Yelach Mone, what was it? There's no such thing in the Teda that if you don't owe me money, I owe you money. On what basis? That's right. Exactly.
Bananas was a Tana?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. We have many. The first we didn't want to see a layman like bananas.
But who was
Who was he? He was a good guy. His name was Shimon. All these bends, the first all Shimon.
Nanos means a dwarf, doesn't it?
Sorry?
Doesn't Nanos mean a dwarf?
Literally, yeah, but I don't know if it means that of it. Maybe it does, I don't know.
His father was a dwarf.
I'm saying it's an interesting thing to call someone.
And Rabbi Shur ben Korcha,
has no schus himself.
Rabbi Shur ben Korcha, according to Rashi, Korcha means Baldy. And who's he referring to? Rabbi Kiva. No, he doesn't bother you. Rabbi Kiva's called Baldy. Imagine the Nasi Adah is called Baldy. Just picture that. Oh, could be, yeah.
What was his name?
When the Gemara says that the Rashi in the first place and doesn't mention Bar Kochba, but he mentions bananas, Ben Zoyme, Ben Azai.
Well, Shimon was a very
popular name. All of these people that are named Ben Zoyme, Ben Azai, they're named after their father. It's because they themselves were not Rabbonim.
Musmachim. Rashi says that.
They were, what do you call it? They were Gilel to Balabatim.
No. They died young. They all died young. But none of them had smicha. Another version is none of them got married.
That's right.
So therefore they refer to...
So who are you? You don't have a family of your own. So you're part of...
father's title. That's...
Okay. Rashi, keep li klamer haduk with a shlok of bananas, look at a bishmol, lesser. You're not right, I'm looking at a bishmol. I know I feel a bishmol complete, and I'll be able to argue, or if she would rise, I will hoch a plain chive like she would rise. Second of all, goof, let's analyze this. Omar of Gil's analysis of the Mishnah, Omar of Gidl Amara, that today's Gemara is fascinating because we're mamish negated today, when unfortunately family split up, how are you supposed to split things up regarding visitation rights and all that? Gufa, we learn, Omar of Gidl Amara, Gidl Amara, Kama Atanaisil Bincha, how much are you giving to your son? Kach Vekach, so much is so much. Vekama Atanaisil Bincha, and how much are you giving to your daughter? Kach Vekach. Right, they make up by the suyin by hisses. No. This is getting married, right? The mechotonim, they make up. I'm giving this much nadin, that much nadin. Omdu v'kitcho. Then they got based on this agreement. The shidduch can go ahead now. The parents gave the haskama to the shidduch. So we said, well, it's final. Hein had varnik ma'amida. These are the words that are said by amida. These are the words that even though the kinyan wasn't made, there were aiding there, but there's no kinyan. It's a commitment. Omar rova mistabra milsa derab. I understand what Rav is saying, when let's say the father of the daughter. If his daughter is only a Naida, or a Kitana, but even a Naida, where the father gets the money of the Kedushim, he gets something, and in return he gives a commitment. Just like an Ariv. An Ariv has to receive pleasure, or whatever, he gets something, and he gives something in return. Here the father gets the Kedushim, the Kamate Hanol Yodeh, he gets the Kedushim, and in return he gives a commitment, 10 times the value of Kedushim, but he gives a commitment. Ava by Geddes, if the girl's over 12 and a half, who gets the money of the Kedushin? The girl herself. What does the father get from it? Nothing. Loi. What's the commitment? Nothing happens. Vice is not. No, make a kinyan. But I'm talking about if he didn't make a kinyan. I'm talking about these are the. We say, even though he just said it, he means it. You know when he means it? If he gets something in, he gets something in return. The nachas seems to be not tangible. The Lakim Amar Rav, but Rav says, I swear, I feel the begetters, that even the begetters also, the father means it. Even the begetters, I guess the nachas, I'll prove it to you. If you're going to tell me that you have to get something, let's forget the mechuton of the father of the girl, let's look at the father of the boy. What does the father of the boy get from the chasna? Zero. Right. In fact, it cost him. He has to give his son money to give the girl. He gets nothing from it. And yet we just said, Hein Edvar HaNikra made a both study. That nachas that he has, that this girl is prepared to accept his son, and vice versa, that this boy is prepared to marry my daughter, that's the commitment. That's what they get. Lashi. No, the Gemara thought it has to be a tangible commitment. It has to be a tangible. Nachas is also something. Rashi, the kamati and all the other kashkadu shal lavia, the money kedushin, avia ben avi v'shal chasen, says Gemara Vayter, omer lemin l'rabashi. Okay, so we say that whatever they agreed on is final. Can you now, is it so, if final enough that you can actually record it in the shtar? And the point of that is if you record it in the shtar, if the mechutin doesn't live up to his promises, you can go to his assets. And if he unsold them, you can go to Lekuchas. I mean, how far do we take this? Omri Ravashi, Dvarim Halalu, this agreement, Nitnu Lekasev, or Lai Nit Lekasev? Can you record it, or can't you record it? Omalei Lai Nit Lekasev, they didn't make up clearly that we're going to record this in the shtar, then you can't do it on your own. Why? Because even though I committed myself, but I'm only committing myself to money that I have. I don't want you to go to my Lekuchas. Rashi. Did they give the right to write it down? This thing says no kinya was made. Can they write it down? And no. Usually, you say you have to say kisvu v'tenu chismu. We don't want to collect mishabadim. Kivan deleka kinyan lemishtabden nechase. Because they didn't make a kinyan, even though they personally are committed, but the nechasim are not. So therefore, the lekuchas shouldn't be tied in. Okay. Question. And it says now, Mishnah here, what Yehuda loves over here. If you're smart and you promised alimony or you promised to take care of your wife's children from another marriage, put into the shtar as long as we're married, happily married together. Hapichin, the intelligent ones, are Yekosim, they would write in the shtar, Al Menas, on the condition, Sha'ozan is Bidr Chameshanim. You know when I'm going to feed your daughter for 5 years? Kozman Sha'at Imi. As long as you're with me, you spend time with me, I'm prepared to do it. Now, it says in the Mishnah here, Kosim, you write it. So the cheder you just said, what do you call it?
Like that a verbal commitment.
Yeah, that a verbal commitment is good enough. Here we're saying that has to, that you have to write it down. we're asking a kasha. We just said a din. Hein, hein, dvorim, han, niknim, ba'amira. That the parents, the mechatanim, they talk and everything else. Good enough. Here's this disagreement happens when you get married. Before you get married, I'm going to take care of your daughter. And yet, this befeish koishvin. What happened to this a commitment, ba'amira? And for the Gemara, even though the Mishnah uses the word koishvin, my koishvin, oimrim. It means they said. Where do you find that the Mishnah means dafke they didn't write, and yet they use the word writing? So about in yeah, we do find precedent. Where do we find a precedent? Because but now we learn if somebody writes his wife, dinu dvarim ainli. We had previously dinu dvarim ainli milchasecha. I won't get involved. I don't want to have anything to do with your estate. The Tanya Rabchi is when he learned the Braise on that Mishnah. What is he basically says the same thing the Mishnah, but he changes one word around. He says Oimel Ishtoi. I the Braise the Mishnah said Hakoisev. Is that I Hakoisev sometimes can mean Oimel Rashi? No Rashi. So Toshma. So we're just still discussing it. You're saying here that two people may make a commitment for Tanoim. They don't have to write it down. Just speaking alone is enough of a commitment. Let me ask you a question. Toshma, come ahead. Ein koisvin shtori edesin v'nesuyin. You do not write down shtori edesin or nesuyin shtar engagement or marriage. Elam medash neyim. Only both agree. Ha medash ney. But they both agree. Koisvin. What do we mean when we say shtari edison? What shtari edison? We mean the commitment of tanoim or nesuin. We mean his commitment, and yet it says clearly here koisvin. You said before you don't have to write it at all. Oimim is enough. My love, shtari psikta. We're talking about the shtari tanoim. Says no, no. Shtari edison mamish. Who said we're talking about a man who gives a woman a ring, and then therefore the shtaris must be tanoim? We're talking about the man is giving the woman a shtar. The first Mishnah she says, yeah, one of the ways a mekadosh woman is through a shtar. One of the ways a married woman is through a shtar, and that's what we're talking about. Rashi shtar edison mamish shtar shemekadosh by isha. There's too much shtar he's using to mekadosh a woman. Hari atma kadosh li kaisiv shtar. He writes a shtar umoisla, then he gives it to her. He writes in the shtar hari atma kadosh li, and he gives it to her. Big machlekes is in the acharenim to medayik Rashi in beginning kedushin by kesev. You have to say hari atma kadosh li. By bia you say hari atma kadosh li bia zu. When you give the shtar, do you have to say Hari Atma Kadosh?
No, you're repeating what's written in the shtar.
Yeah, exactly. Because in all other cases, you got to say. Do you have to say that?
And or is the shtar itself?
That's right. And here Rashi says, or Rashi says, sorry, Rashi says, Umoisula. He gives it, doesn't anywhere where he says. Yeah.
When you Mekadosh with Kesef, there's going to be Adim to see the Mekadosh with Kesef. Right?
And shtar also.
It has already
what I said is enough, the Adim in the shtar, the Adim actually have to see.
No, you have to see, you have to see, you have to see, yeah, for sure.
So you have to have Adim in the shtar itself and the Mesira also.
Yeah. Kodra Belezer, that's the only way it works. The Adim in the shtar don't do anything. Adim Mesira Karsi. And according to Meir Chasim Karsi, but the Rabbanon wants you to have Adim Mesira to make sure that it happened right. Okay. He gives the Hashemin and it's our licht of Apia. You have to write it with her agreement. You have to. And the chiddush of this din is that when you write the shtar, she already has to agree. You can't write the shtar and then ask her afterwards, will you marry me, and then give it to her. That's what the chiddush here is, that bedash name, that she has to agree to write the shtar in the first place. You're a papa. But Rav Shravim, Kosvul Lishma, that's what the maise, it's not about it. Because Rav Papa, Rav Shravim, Yedidma, we learned, Kosvul Lishma. You wrote the shtar kedushin with her, you know, having her in mind. But you didn't ask her permission. But obviously, when you give it to her, you can ask her permission. But when you wrote it, you didn't. The main thing is when you give it to her. However, the papa of Shavim ain't mekadeshes because they hold when you write it, just like by Gittin, because of law lishma. By Gittin, you don't have to have. Sorry, that's the machleki. Do we compare the Gittin? By Gittin, you don't need her das. So therefore, by kedushin as well, you don't need a das. Or you say each one is according to its circumstances. Gittin, whatever the din mekittin, mekedushin, whatever the din mekedushin. Mekedushin, you do need medata. So therefore, it works. Okay. Fight the Gemara, Toshma coming here. So we're discussing whether saying is enough of a commitment or not. Meisu, what happened to these husbands who promised to pay 5 years' food for this girl? Died, Benoisei, and they leave a Yerusha. Their own daughters is not entitled to get from the Kuchis because it's not a fixed amount, and therefore, Dovash, Ein Lekitza, we don't go to the Kuchis. But for the wife's daughter that he committed for 5 years, they do go to the Kuchis because it's like a Baal Chayv. Meisu, the people died, Benoisei, and their daughters, and it's their own daughter, and it's Zayin, and it's going to take from their free assets. But the he, she, in the zayin is minachashim mishibadim. They get the minachashim mishibadim. Why? She's considered a creditor, and therefore she can go to the thing. Now, l'chayda, he didn't write it down, And yet, it seems to me clearly you can go to the creditors. Sorry, one second. No. The man who promised this died. So the daughter of his own personal daughters can only eat from whatever his bank accounts are or whatever he owns. The daughter of that woman can go to the Mishabadim. Now, how can the daughter of Mishabadim? We said before that the only way you can go to Mishabadim is the shtar. So obviously, when he promised his wife, I'm going to take care of your kids, he must have written the shtar. So we see clearly from here, it's not good enough just to say, I'm going to take care of your kids. He actually write a shtar. Freddy Gemara, L'cheid, is it clear that you do write a shtar? Because he did a special thing here. He made a kinyan. You don't have to make, we just said before, started you don't have to make a kinyan. Because he went out of the way to make a commitment, he made a kinyan with his wife. He said, aye, then in this case, he wanted to be written. If he made a kinyan, the bonus nami, then why doesn't his own daughters also then collect from Shabbatim? If he made a kinyan, that means it's a shtar. That means he made a clear commitment to take care of his own daughters as well. So he answers, he made a commitment to appease his wife. His wife didn't really need so much an appeasement from him regarding his own daughters, because your daughters as much as mine. I'm sure you'll take care of them. But my daughters are bringing into the marriage. You don't care about them. You're only a stepfather. I want to make sure that they're taken care of. So if we made a kinyan for her daughters, didn't make a kinyan for his daughters. Freddy Gemara, my piska. How do you know it's like a rule of thumb that a person will make stronger commitments for the fremde daughter, fremde girl than his own daughters? Sigmar said, yes. The woman comes into the marriage with an existing daughter, so therefore the kinyan you make there is, she's a bala oilam, so therefore the commitment is a real commitment, you make a shtar. The girls that they're going to have together weren't born yet. They're going to have girls. So therefore, le mahan le kinyan. So it's like a loy bala oilam, and that's why the kinyan doesn't help. Rashi.
It has to be specified in the
Torah. Yeah.
He was saying to the girls that we born, you can't make a commitment because
here he didn't write a shtar. The Benin Dakin is clearly written shtar. It's different. Here we're just talking. An agreement. I want to appease you, so I promise you this, I promise you that. This is what my promise is. So we say that the promise he made for the daughter with his woman, he's marrying her right now.
What if he already had kids?
No, but that's something else, some other woman. I'm talking to this woman here, Leia. He said, Leia, your kids that you have, this is what I promised. The kids are there already. So the promise is enough. But our own kids, they're not here yet. So the promise is not yet, doesn't have that key, that taikif. Freddy Gemara, okay, before we do Rashi, the Gemara has an interesting question. Freddy Gemara, Milo Yaskinan, like the Gemara is saying about the sort of verity. Aren't we also talking about a case with his own daughters, the Havid Bishaskin, his own daughter already existed? How's that possible? The Hechidomi, how's that possible? He's going to Gishavahadra. Let's say he was living with her first for a couple of years, had a kid, then he divorced her, now he took her back. The Mishnah probably is talking about that also. So Lechayda, his own kids are there as well, and yet it seems from the Mishnah that even his own kids, regardless, never can they collect from Shabbatim. According to you, at least in that case, they should be able to collect from Shabbatim. And the Gemara remains such a strong question, we have to change our answer. I mean, Lechayda, the Gemara could have just answered. We're talking about in most cases, you don't take back your wife. The Mishnah's talking about it.
Why can't we have someone else's?
We're talking about somebody else's kids. Those kids are committed.
As in your kids.
You're not
else.
Committed because labor loyal.
No, you already have.
But kids. We're not interested in that. We're interested only. You're talking to this woman. What does she care what you do with the other kids? She doesn't care. She wants new promises from him. New promises.
So the new promises.
I'll take care of our kids. Our kids. So the cheder that should be, in that case she should be able to go to Mishabadim. Exactly, she should go to Mishabadim. So Gemara could have answered, you're right, but that's not what we're talking about. How many cases? How often does that happen? But the Gemara takes this question seriously. We're going to give a new answer. Let's do Rashi. Rashi, my piska bitme vechid dava pasuk. Is it always that way? Lechachamim shekoyin lebas isha lebanos. Why should be one man the shoshanu stam lemisha benasein zayim nechaydin, that your own kids will only go nechaydin behin zayim Mishabadim, but her kids go to Mishabadim? Is it impossible his own daughter should exist also during the kinyan? How? He going to go to Shavahadra, he divorced and took her back. Because Allah Tanaima Loy wrote these Tanaima, Filahachi, it seems to my mission, Stan Stoma, always, Benoiseim, their own kids, Nizainim, Nechaylam Shabbatim. What's the difference? Even in this case.
During the time that they were divorced,
yeah.
Right? whatever period they were divorced, they were their own biological children, girls.
Yeah.
What was happening to them during that time?
We learned before that they're up to 12 years old, they go, you have to give them mazanus, you have to care them.
The father has to care for them.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not Mishabod or anything else, just my own. Says him, what about him? Ella, when it comes to your wife's kids, you have no obligation to your wife's kids. The lesser but tonight, Bezin, there's no law that mandates you have to take care of your wife's kids. Is Mahanil a Kenyan? Therefore, if we make something up, it's real. And therefore, the Kenyan helps a lot that you should be able to go Mishabodim. Banos, his own daughters. Why do you have to be daughters? We don't need you to agree. The Easter but tonight, Bezin, is part of the condition, the obligation of a father. Take his own daughters, the Kenyan, therefore, doesn't help, does not allow him to go to the body. Doesn't make sense. In the case where it's much more compelling that you have to feed them, you say that they're weaker, that they can't go to the body. And where I don't have to feed you, but I thought I'd be a nice guy, they can go to the body. What's the sake of that? Ella, the nice of his own daughters, hind the time, you know why they cannot go to Shabbatim. Keep on the eat of the because you're compelled to feed them. Aimer, we're suspicious that Sarodi Atvasinu, that maybe you, because you do have obligations, you might have put the money in account, you might have given them something aside ahead, you know, if times are tough, take care of that. So therefore, Shabbatim, Kataina, we don't want to pay you. We're convinced that your father gave you some money. And that's why the Mishabodim don't have to pay. Mashenkin, your wife's girls, why would the he's not really obligated, so we don't think that he actually gave Sarodi. Rashi. So, you'll have, I'll take care of me. I'm going to go and meet me. So, this is the money. So, the money. We don't want that the first husband should say, you know what? I'm going to, now that she's married, that's when I'll take care of her, or I'll let her come back to me and I'll take care of her. Or the two husbands, we don't want them to say, between the two of us, we'll pool the money together, each one of us pay half of the child care. And so on. We don't want any of that. What do you see from this Gemara here? The man says to the woman, you want me to feed your daughter? Let her live in my house. Bring her here. But calls man, my daughter's with you. You're raising my child. I'm not giving you a son. That's what the man says. You shouldn't say that. Come to me. Shouldn't say that. That a girl stays with the mother. That the girl is raised by the mother. I have to bring the food to where she, the mother is. Like Tony, I'll go to the house of her siblings. This is the din. Who raises the child? At least the daughter, the mother. And even though it's the siblings who are feeding her, so they can argue, I'm paying all the child care. I want you to stay with me. Zonin oisah bebeis ima. Nevertheless, she stays with her mother. The ein koyfen oisah loder etzlam, and you cannot force her to go into the his house. Says Gemara Vayter. Memai de begidoy lastinan. So the Gemara seems to be learning here. Any age girl, even if she's 12, 13 years old or older girl, stays with her mother. Memai de begidoy lastinan. Dilma begtana skinan. Maybe we're talking about a young girl. That's why she should stay with her mother. But an older girl, we can say to her, you want child care. You want money. You live with us. Otherwise, why should I pay you a red cent? Because of an incident that happened, the Tanya we learned. This is a sad story. Somebody died. He left a son. A guy died, left behind a son. Yarsha of his siblings, I mean, Yehe God let slainu. You want to be fed and taken care of, you move into us. The imay I met is the mother says, Yehe Bini God let slainu. So I'm talking about the father died. The mother says, I want the kid with me. Manichin oisai eitzel imay. The din is that the child, now we're talking about a boy, not even a girl. So we're making no chill of boy and girl. The boy goes to the mother. The manichin oisai eitzel rola yarsha. We don't say that those who are, you know, who wrote to Yashin and others, her siblings, that they say, you want food from us, come to us. No such thing. Maisa hoy, there's a story. The shachtu erev Rosh Hashanah. There's a story that the brothers killed her because she takes a tenth of their estate. Remember, for a shidduch and all that? So they killed her so they can have a bigger Yerusha. So that's why we decided we don't trust the girl, into the reason why. We don't trust the kid should grow up with her siblings because they have a vested interest, get rid of him, so that, Rashi. Rashi, do we make a skin? We should have a look at the basis. Lachy, maybe to my youngsters. Should my sister you by young kid? We are very worried about something else. Maybe, you know, this reason applies to a youngster. When it comes to an adult, we're not worried about this because they don't have to pay all that. I'm talking about a youngster where they have to pay a tenth of the estate. So therefore, they have a incentive to kill him. That's why we don't trust him. And maybe that's what the din is limited to, only the youngster. Why? Because we're worried. Shema Yagu, they might kill him. Bishvil Liyadesh, Isun the Chasin Shalah, her tenth of the estate. But an adult, they don't have to give her a tenth of the state. So therefore, we're not worried they're going to kill her. Maybe they have a valid taina. You want our money, you live with us. I'm not sure what's the Erev Hashanah, but they kill Erev Hashanah. They didn't have money, Mamish, before Yom HaDin. On the side here, it brings Erev Pesach. Yeah, but go further down. It brings Erev HaPesach. Erev edition, the first night she was there already. I don't know, whatever the Erev is, you have to understand what he's trying to say. But anyway, irrelevant. In Cain, if so, if we're talking about only a Ktanim, listen to the Makim Shehi, why did the Mishnah then say, since you're telling me there's a difference, by a young girl, she is with a mother. An older girl, she's with her brother. So the Mishnah should say that the man promised her 5 years to feed her. He'll bring the food, lemakim she, wherever she is. Because in other words, if she's a youngster, she's with her mother. If she's over 12 years old, she's with the brothers. Instead of saying, always to the mother's house. Is a raya my lemakim she ima shamet mina bas eitzel aim loishnog doyle loishnog tana. All ages, where does the girl stay? Has nothing to do with the chashasha murder. The mother has the children.
Bas.
We had in the case before, it says Ben Cotton Limoy.
So,
the story turned to a bas. No, if we're talking about a tzicha, then it's only a bas we're worried about. If we're talking about raising the child, what does a child need more? It means no chilik of Ben or a bas. Rashi, my lemakim she'ima, the Ktani Milsab Sikh Tishmam, called bas Eitzelem, goes to the mother. And yeah, very interesting, very negay, halacha maisim, very interesting. Shabbos, everybody.